Hey, 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 what it do? It's your boy Horson, also known as Nut. This is West Coast Quarter Key, and welcome to my podcast. Anyway, on my podcast, you know, we talk about any and everything, so we don't have this one topic. We go through many different things, you know, so whatever's on your mind, leave a message, I'll broadcast it, and we'll go from there. But, wait a minute, let me stop. Let me back this up. I hope you all had a wonderful night. I hope you all have a blessed day and top of the morning to you all. You know, those on their way to work, those that's home kicking back with their feet up, whatever you're doing in life, I hope you're having a blessed day and I hope God has made you healthy, strong. And as long as you wake up to see a day, you're blessed, strong to see another. So let's get right to it. Well, today we want to talk about being real, you know what I mean? And the reason why I bring up this segment because today is kind of a crazy day for me, man. I'm kind of going through mixed feelings right now because, you know, I got to play my cards right. You know, you keep your job, you want to keep your job, you know. But it's been a lot of bullshit going on, a lot of talk behind people back type of shit. Excuse my language, talk behind your back type of things, you know. And, you know, I'm like, I'm not really that type of person. I'm not really with that. I say that to say this. One day I was working, and I'm not gonna mention no names, so you know, just gotta pay close attention. You peep it. But one day I was working, and worked for this driver, and another guy that he had working for him started a conversation. He was like, "Hey, you know such and such," and he was like, "Yeah, I think so." He was like, "Yeah, man, they saying that he's setting up truck drivers." He's like, "What you mean setting them up?" He's like, "Yeah, man, he's finding out where they park their truck at, and he's breaking into it, stealing tools and all that old type of stuff." But at this time that he's telling him this, I'm dealing with this dude, like, almost every day, every other day, if not every day, every other day. So, you know, if I was anything like this new generation or anything of that nature, I probably would have been saying nothing. I ain't talking about me. But, you know, me being a person that I be and feel like we need to start standing up for what is right, I spoke on it. You know what I mean? And I was like, "Wait a minute, dog. Nah, bro. He don't be doing that. I be around a dude. I be with him. He don't do nothing like that. I don't know what you're talking about." You feel me? So I broke it to him like that. And, he was like, "What?" I said, "Man, I'm telling you the truth, bro. I'll be able to do it. The dude don't get down like that." So, fast forward a couple of days later, I'm with the dude that he's speaking about. So I was like, "Yeah, bro. You know, I'm working with this truck driver, man. And he had this other guy working for him. And the other guy was speaking bad on you, bro. He's trying to say you were doing this, doing that." I said, "You know, I had to check him because, you know, you can lose money like that. People saying things about you like that." So I checked him real quick. Yeah, so the truck driver see that you got people out here that rock with you, you know what I mean? So he like, "Yeah, you're good looking, bro." He said, "Yeah, that's why I had to go and check such and such about you. I told him, yeah, you a cool dude, man. I rock with you, you cool with this." And I'm like, wait a minute, what you mean? What happened?" He's like, "Yeah, you know, people speaking on you." See, I'm not a person that be big on digging up information from people or be like, "Oh, what we said, this and this and that." That ain't my thing, you know what I mean? So if you speaking bad on them, it's only because you hate me for whatever reason. You hate me because, for one thing, I don't do nothing. I'm one type of person, I live my life by being real and being right and being cool. You know what I'm saying? Doing the right thing, so. Guys be mad at me because if the boss tell me to do a certain thing, I'm going to do what the boss tell me to do. He the one signing my check. I'm not going to do what you tell me to do. You don't sign my check. He's signing my check. So just because you say, "Come and do this," but he telling me to come and do that, I'm going to go and do that. I'm not going to come and do this. I'm going to go and do that because that's what the boss told me to do. You know what I'm saying? So, and I guess they just get mad at that. You know what I mean? Because they're the type of people that be in front of the boss smiling, yeah, sir, okay. And as soon as you leave, they go back to doing what they want to do. Then when the boss show up, like, "Damn, y'all ain't finished what y'all was doing," make them look bad. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, I'm saying that to say this, right? I kind of got mad at that because I feel like it's like I stood up for you. You put stood up for me. You know what I'm saying? So, and you put a bump to my attention. So, that let me know that y'all, this ain't just no one-time situation. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? This is a conversation that's been going on. You know, I can only speak from the ghetto aspect because I'm from the ghetto. I still live in the ghetto. You know what I mean? So, but we don't have no more leaders. Like, we're not no more stand-up people. Like, in a relationship, any relationship, in a relationship with your woman, relationship with a job, relationship with a friend, any relationship, you want the person to always keep it real with you. And for some reason, it's so hard nowadays for people to keep it real. It's just sad. You know what I mean? But people lie about the simplest thing. A woman would tell you, man, even if you cheat, man, even if you cheat, just keep it real when you let me know what's going on. Because she gonna respect you. She gonna be hurt, but she gonna respect you that you kept it real with her. And you, she know that, at least she know that you will come out and tell what really happened, you know? But guys don't think like that. And some women don't either, so, you know. But, you know, let's talk about sending your questions. We can go from there, you know what I mean? Like, let me know what's on your mind, what you're thinking about. I'll broadcast it, and we can talk. Iron sharpens iron, you know what I mean? And we can learn off each other, because I'm really trying to figure out what's going on, you know? I do my best to stay, keep it real with everyone, you know what I mean? And like they say, when you're a real person, you don't have to say it. Like, when you be around people that always talk, I'm real. I'm real, boy. You better ask somebody, I'm real. 9 times out of 10, they fake. Because when you real, that's just something natural. You know what I'm saying? Like, me sticking up for the dude, that was natural. That wasn't me trying to get no brownie points. That was me keeping it real. That was natural. You know what I'm saying? So, for him not to say nothing to me, that's why I'm still cool with him. Because I was thinking, maybe in his mind, he was like, man, I'm not going to come and tell this dude none of this petty shit. You know, he said, she said petty shit like that. So, excuse my language, but petty things like that. You know what I mean? So, that's why I'm still cool. Because I'm like, okay, I'm thinking, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. You know what I mean? But, for the most part, you know, I know somebody, one of y'all, whoever listening, I know y'all have been in a situation where you thought the person, either your relationship you're with somebody in or somebody you work with. I know, have you lost a job or lost a friendship with someone that you considered a good friend and y'all ended up falling out over some stupid that could have been avoided or something? And nobody just couldn't keep it real, you know what I'm saying? Send it in. Let's talk about it. I broadcast it, you know what I mean? Like I said, anybody welcome. I don't judge nobody, you know what I mean? None of that. You know what I mean? So I mean, let's get this party started. You did, like MC Hammer would say, let's get this party started. You know what I'm saying? LOL. But yeah, man, you know. I just feel like back in the days on the block, like you couldn't even come to the block. The OGs were so real back then about you going to school and all that. Real dudes, stand-up dudes. Like, you couldn't even come to the block until after 3:30. You know what I mean? Like, if you was cutting school, you couldn't cut to school. You couldn't hang on the block because they'd chase you up out of it. You know what I mean? And nowadays, you go to the block, kids hanging on the block 6 in the morning. You know what I'm saying? All the way through the whole day. You know what I mean? Like, and the OGs, if either dead or dead, in prison, or dope fiends, or crippled, or just don't care. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's kind of hard talking to a bunch of kids that don't want to listen. You know what I'm saying? Like, one day I'm walking to the store, and I see a lady sitting at the bus stop, old lady, about 3 or 4, like, kids. They couldn't be no more between 12, 16 to 14, something like that. And they over there talking, having a conversation. They, man, that B this and that B that, and that B one that B one the F and woo 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 in front of this old lady, man. And it's like, it wasn't like they were doing it to get on her nerves or something. They just don't care. I just watched them. They didn't have no, it wasn't like nothing said. There was an elderly person right here, watch your mouth. None of that even thought about coming across it. They just spoke so freely, which let you know that this generation just don't care. They don't have no respect, no morals about nothing. You know what I'm saying? They don't care about nobody but themselves. And that's kind of messed up. I mean, you know, tell me what you think. What you think was going on, man? What you think we should do to try to fix this? Like, to try to help the generation? Tell me what you think. All right, it's your boy Nut Horse, also known as Horse Son, and this is West Coast Quarter Key podcast. I'm signing off. hope you all have a blessed day. And may God bless you all.